Okay. So we left off yesterday. We can't learn the Mishnah Masechet Challah, how it relates particularly to our sugya. The Mishnah told us that an Isa she had chilasa Isa nasof asufkin and is chayavas b'challah. So the question is, what exactly does that phrase mean? Chilasa Isa nasof asufkin in? So we started out with the Rebbeinu Tam. She says that it was a thick dough, even though you knew in advance you're going to cook it or deep fry it, it's going to be chayavim challah. We gave the example of a krepluch. According to the Tam, there's no question that krepluch chayav menchala. Then the question becomes, just because it's chayav menchala, does that necessarily mean that you have hamotzi on it? That was a machlokas within the Asa Ben Tam. Would you recite hamotzi in krepluch? What if the toast was the answer would be yes? And according to Tamir Ben Yonah, the answer would be no. And Tosos spent further discussion. Tosos says, what would the halacha be if that lokshin, according to Ben Tam, as it says, according to Ben Tam, lokshin of Peshur is going to be chayav chalah, to do la'ova, shin is bashla, but it's not going to be hamotzi. It's technically not going to be hamotzi because it doesn't have to rest on pas. Rabbi Yona disagreed even on that. Rabbi Yona says, no, that it's not even going to be chayav chalah, because it's not made la'chilas pas. Those are the different permutations in terms of the krepluch and the lokshin within Shittas Ben Tam. Then we said at the end of the Shia yesterday that the Rash disagrees with the whole story. The Rash says that Chilasa Isa Masof Asufkinin only means if you originally were planning on making it and then you changed your plans in the middle. But if originally you were planning on cooking it, then it's the Chlam of Chayav Chalal. That's not even what the Mishnah was talking about. It's not Chayav Chalal, and of course there's nothing to discuss in terms of whether it's going to be Hamotzi. So that was really the background in terms of yesterday, in terms of the Krepluch and the Lokshin and the Chayav Chalal Hamotzi, etc. But now we move out of the realm of challah, we move really to the sugya of hamotzi. So we all learn the case of mevarchet, contrary to popular opinion. We're trying to learn at least the case of mevarchet. But what we really want to know is, these types of foods, which are chilasa, isa, and sufkinin, how does this play out in terms of the bracha of hamotzi? So come to Shulchan Aruch, in the simin kuf samachas, if you're gimel, says the Shulchan Aruch, Afilu dava shabli lasa ava, in vishla otigna ein mevarach ala hamotzi, afilu shiyesh ala teresa dinama, the afilu nishayv at the chala, the virchas hamotzi ein holich ala achashas afiya. Comes to Shulchan Aruch on the first day and says as follows, that if you have a shabli lasa ava, you have a type of shabli lasa ava that is chayav at the chala, can have a type of Allah. That's Surah from Challah. So let's not forget from yesterday that the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rash. The Shulchan Aruch of Challah doesn't even quote the Shina. The Shulchan Aruch is pure Rashman. The Shulchan Aruch holds that the only time it can be Chayavis of Challah is only if you originally made it into a dough thinking you're going to bake it. Then and only then is it going to be Chayav of Challah. So come to Shulchan Aruch and says that if you have a dough that you were originally made into a hard dough and you were originally planning on baking it, and therefore there's no question it's going to be chayavis and chala, even according to the Rashi, chayavis and chala, I would have thought that such a dough would be chayav and hamotzi also, because if it's l'choretz lachem, kamash v'la no, kamash v'la the Shulchan Aruch, that in a sense of Beit Yonah is right, that there is not necessarily an ironclad connection between chala and hamotzi. It is feasible to have something that's chayav and chala, yet not hamotzi. The love was being very simple. It was said yesterday that it's called an itza, but it's not called lechem. So the example that the Shulchan Aruch gives of something that's called an itza, yet not called lechem, is something that was a b'lila ova, that was al das la'afos, and then you changed your mind and you decided to cook it. So the Shulchan Aruch, if you take a look back to Shulchan Aruch again, now we can appreciate, you know, a little bit of a background, appreciate exactly what the Shulchan Aruch meant. We started out by saying, Afilu dava shabri losa ava, im bishla otigna ena l'brach lahamotzi, afilu shvesh l'turas adama, v'afilu nishayva b'chala. What does he mean with that cryptic phrase, afilu nishayva b'chala? It's what he is referring to, what he wrote in Yerzeah, that even in a situation where it was your initial intention was to bake it, which meets the criteria of challah, even according to the way the Shulchan Aruch and the challah pasuk is like the Rash, Abba Pichein, Birchas Hamotzi is different. Birchas Hamotzi, Erol, and Arhashas, Afiyah, and the Mishkosh. Now, notwithstanding the fact that the Shulchan Aruch was just machriya, number one, Ruchus Chal was machriya like the Rash against Rabbi Tam, and number two, Ruchus Baruch, if he was machriya like Rabbi Yonah against Tosfos, that Hamotzi Luchud and Chal Luchud. Now everything changes. Comes the Shulchan Aruch, says, V'yesh Chol Genovim, Chol Shetchila Se'isa Ova, Afilu Rikicho Achakit Lamayim Ve'asosuf, Yeninu Bishlo B'mayim Tiki B'shemen, V'vorach Aleh Hamotzi. Comes the Shulchan Aruch, out of left field, and he quotes you others who disagree, namely Rabbi Tam. There's a Shulchan Aruch, there are some who say that once it's a Belila Ova, no matter what your original intention was, by definition, that's called Chilasa Isa, the Sophos of Flynn. And such a dough will be Chayavas and Chala. This is Rabbi Tam Shita. But number two, not only is the Shulchan Aruch quoting Rabbi Tam of the Yesh Omrim, he is quoting Tosfos' understanding of Rabbi Tam, that once you have a dough that's chayavas and kala, then you have to make a motzi on it also. So the Shulchan Aruch is changing in two different points than he said before. So the first line of the Shulchan Aruch was stam, he was passing like the Rash, number one, kula number one, and kula number two is even in a situation where the Rash agrees, namely if it was tchilas das today, it's still kala, yes, but a motzi, no. Those are two distinct kulas of the Shulchan Aruch. In the Yesh Chokin, he's retracting both of those kulas. He's saying that, first of all, maybe the Rosh is not right altogether, right? And number two, maybe Tosfos is right. But once it stands in Kala, then you have to make a motzi. So the Ramah just stands on the dog of Chokin. The Talmudic is not to follow this. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't leave it like that. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yirei Shemayim, Yetzei Yidei Shemayim. But someone who wants to be extra specially careful should try to be Yotzi Rabbein Atam Shita. Lo Yochal Ela Ayidei, Sheyivarach Alechem Achet Chila. Says the Shulchan Aruch, once you try to avoid eating these kinds of foods, because if you eat these kinds of foods, then you're running into a suffix of Rabbi Tam and Tosfos. So therefore, one should only eat the wontons, one should only eat the kreploch in the middle of the meal. If you eat them out of the context of the meal, you have a suffix where you have to wash on them, where you have to make a motzi on them. Then the Ramah just adds on, the chol zeh v'ayri, elevate the itzeh li'achar afiyah Torah lechem. This is only true if it has the Torah lechem, if it has the Tzavas, because remember we said yesterday, even Rabbi Tam, even Tosfos, who's the biggest machmir, which they have to wash and make a motzi and bench on kreploch, even Tosfos agrees you can also make a motzi on lokshin. About Yilei Zbei Torah lechem, but something which doesn't have Torah lechem, Shikon lokshin, Shikon brumzluch, Kuleyama eimu vach lechem, motzi lechem, rabrach lechem, lechem. However, says the Ramah, about Pashtida ve kreploch, Mikvei Torah Lechem. Ein ma'ochlon elen kei b'yir ha'shara ba'atchila. So the Rabbah is saying that those who want to follow the Shulchan Aruch's recommendation of Yirei Shemayim, Yirei Yirei Shemayim, will be careful to have a following split. Kreplach are going to be off limits out of the context of the meal, we suffer for a minute of time. And Lokshin are going to be more people like a tchila out of the meal, because nobody in the world says that the Bruch is a Lokshin. When all the dust settles, Rabbi, there's no tzuras lechem. So maybe chayav and chala, maybe, and maybe no, but not mostly the toast is agreed with that, because there's no tzuras lechem. So when all the dust settles, how do we pass in halacha? So there are really two different issues for me. The first basic issue, the chala issue of Rabbi Tam and Rash, and then there's the secondary brachas issue, in a case where chayav and chala doesn't necessarily translate to become mostly. So in terms of the machlokes of Rabbi Tam and Rash, the ikra mikra, then we don't accept Rabbi Tam. The ikra din, we follow the Rash. That's why in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Chala, Shulchan Aruch didn't even quote the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So the Ikra that we passed in, that it's parted from Chala. In terms of the Machlokas, Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah, when something is Chayav and Chala, is it a Motzi? The Ikra Mikra that we passed in, it's not a Motzi. But in deference to the Machmirim, we'll try to be lost. So we have two Chumras that have been added on, which are not Mikra Din. Chumra number one is Bichash from Rabbeinu Tam, and Chumra number two, it's to be choshesh Tosfos, who says that whenever there's a chiyuv chala, then it translates to mean that you have to make a motzi. Both those chumras have been accepted, not as a din, but as Yirei Shemayim, as above and beyond the base of the motzi. So come to Tosfos and say, what will happen if the question becomes a little bit more complicated? You know, up until now, we're talking pretty much on the level of the Rabbanan. Everything we've been talking about, there's really a shaila to Rabbanim for a Hashem Chalab is not a sense of us. Sure, there's only a Rabbanim. And brachas, when you make a motzi, the donut, there's going to be the Rabbanim, whether you wash, there's going to be the Rabbanim. And even with your bench, very often works in the ground. I'll let you say this one. Both bones can bench. You put off bus, you can bench. 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 What would that look like? If a person sits down, not having a meal, and eats kleppach, we say that you really shouldn't do it, you're a shemayin, because you're a tam, which is a shemayin. He goes and eats kleppach. And we would tell him to eat bread and eat kleppach. He eats kleppach. And another couple of people, just eat kleppach. We should try to avoid it even in the middle of the year. So the guy was suffering, he ate his crap luck, he ate one crap luck, two crap luck, yeah, 100 crap luck, and now he's not a smoker, he's smoking again. That's the one he's passing on the Chinese chicken at. He's full of the crap luck, he ate today's meal. Now, come to Magad Abram, come to Mishnabur and say, wait a second, now we have in our hands a much more serious question. Now we have a shot of the rice on our hands, because this person is technically, if, according to the Machmirim, that crap luck are really like bread, when this person is mechuyev in Torah, it's birchas hamazon. So now what do you do? Now the stakes of the shaila just raised significantly. Up until now, we were talking about challah, derabanan, and birchas hamazon, derabanan, and birchas hamazon, derabanan, 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 derabanan. Now we're talking about shaila, birchas hamazon, and aisa. How should we pass? Should the halacha change it? It comes to the shtura. No, I lost it. That's all about the cloth. Doesn't have a shame about it. Runs up to it about like eating 100 bowls of cereal. 100 bowls of cereal. It comes to the halacha, the long halacha, the bottom of it. Don't think the long halacha comes to suggest the following chiddush. That's the halacha. The question of lakshin is a two-fold question. Question number one is there a sound right to the rash, right? And question number two is, it tells us right, is there any other right? Something that is chayav and chala isn't necessarily going to be a lakshin. It says in the Shemurah. In terms of the original machlokes between the Rash and the Minatam, how do we really honest the Minatam? Says the Shemura, he's pretty convinced that the halacha is nimble to govern against your enemy. The Rash disagreed, the Ramban disagreed, the Rosh disagreed, that is the halacha. The halacha of Sukkah, to such an extent that in remembrance of the Chal and Shulchan Aruch, doesn't even quote the Rabbi Minatam. The Shach knows it as an afterthought, the Yeshom, the Yesh Lachach, the Lui Bracha. But the Iker did, we do not treat Rabbeinu Tam's shita even as a suffix, as says Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, you want to invoke the things of suffix that I can look over. You have to bench, because in deference to Rabbeinu Tam, says Mishnah Berurah, no, we cannot permit you to bench. The bench is to be Mamish Brachah to Matala. It's not called the suffix that I should look over. It's not even a suffix. The Nimna Begorah, the Gedali Yerushan of Hakim, against Rabbeinu Tam, the Shukalat of Sechir against Rabbeinu Tam, and finished. As a chum of the Alba will try to avoid eating lakshin out of a meal, not to get into the shayla for a bit of time. But once you're in the shayla, once it happened already, so nobody's going to be able to go ahead and bench, says Mishnah Berurah, because it's not even a suffix. However, what if you have another shayla? What if you have something which is not classic kreplach, but what if the kreplach made as follows? The person went ahead and took flour and water, made a dough, planning on baking bread. And then the last minute, gets a call from the Chinese restaurant, they need a little extra dough to make kreplach. He changes course, and he goes out and he throws it into the pot of oil, and it makes kreplach. Those kreplach are fundamentally different than regular kreplach. Because those kreplach are chayav of the kala. There's no question about that. That's the case. Ash, Rabbi Nadar, is chayav of the kala. That is chayav of Yisrael. It's also so good. So the hook of kala, there's no question that that we don't have an absolute clear hachra in the Rishonim. Shemarach told us, to be called Samachet, that you will be Chai that in the normal circumstances, you shouldn't make a motzi, be something you're not required to bench, be something you're not required to wash, because we're not sure what that locha is, whether the motzi is right or whether it's videos, right? It says the Mishnah that only the Rabbanitic issue, but it's a Geraisitic issue. Once the Shiloh has been transformed to a Shiloh to the speed of Yachsabazim Geraisa, it says the Mishnah Bura, the person who fills himself up on the Kreplach, not in regular Kreplach, but the Kreplach that were originally Chayavas and Chala Kreplach, the Kreplach that were made with Chila and Asafiyah, so the other Mishnah Bura is much more hesitant. The other Mishnah Bura says that type of thing is a Nina. So if he eats a day Sphere, we'll be naked, we'll take it away with Alanichia. But if he eats a day Sphere, then it becomes a Shiloh of Geraisa. And on that, Machlaik is telling them, then the Mishnah Berurah says, Yatu Machmir, speaking to Raisa Lechumra, you have three beds. So I'll put in the answer to our question. The person who fills up a Kreplach, 18 days to be a Kreplach, must be benched or not? It says, Mishnah Berurah depends, because there are two different issues of the Kreplach Shaila. There's the original Rabbi Natan and Rash, is the Chayavas and Chala Shaila. And then there's the secondary question, instant alone with Chayavas and Chala, do you recite a Mokhi? These are the first Shaila, is the Chayavas and Chala, the answer is, not Chayavis and Chala, at all, not even suffix, zero, not Chayavis and Chala. If it's not Chayavis and Chala, regular standard Kreplach, then you can't even discuss what you have to bench. Even in a Torah, there's no Shaila with you do not have to bench. But the second type of Kreplach that were made out of Das, Afiyah, and then changed towards the middle to be transformed into their official, so those Kreplachs that are sure Chayavis and Chala in a Torah, now it's just suffered enough like you said, to many Yonah, does that be Tam East, does that be Tam Lechem? Out there, we have to knock this thing in the right, and we have to go over there. This is Nachman, this is a long, long realocha. I left out all the details inside, but take a look. This is the bottom, the long realocha that has this Nachman. We have only two Rishonim who weigh in on the issue. There's a place by us, there are many other by us, nobody else says anything about it. So we're not sure what the thing is. It's the stake of the Dina. It's the stake of the stake of the right. We don't have everybody pretty giving their opinion on the Shabbos. So there wasn't a clear
Shabbos. You know, like,
right, but it's only because of stuff. I mean, it's only a Shabbos. They're abundant.
It's a different kind of stuff.
Right, that's the small umbrella. That's the umbrella. So up to that, we've been out these chilas pieces of sukkah, we gave some examples of kapla, of auction, and the sukkah, yeah, from Sally Dog, but also chilas pieces of sukkah. We've been speaking about this primarily in the Mukhala, how it's still going to be the brachas. But there's one last area of Allah, which is not Shalom of the Naisa, which is going to depend on everything we've set up until now. Take a look at the back of the Mana Kamas, and it tells us about the Kabeta, and after Zayin and Beis, because this stuff is a Shiloh Bishop Akum. The background of the Shiloh is based on the Sudi of the effects of the Zara. The Mishnah says of the Zara that the Chalim prohibited food that's cooked by a non-Jew, and the Chalim also prohibited bread that was baked by a non-Jew, Bishop Akum and Pasach Akum. When it comes to Pasach Akum, the Zara already tells us that Chazal lifted certain of the prohibitions of Pasach Akum, the reason being, the Mishnah explained to Shemchai Nefesh that it was very difficult to serve Pasach Akum properly. Like all the bakers, all the bakeries were being controlled by the non-Jews, and Alechem about the other people need bread to eat. Therefore, Chazal gave many, many kudos within the realm of Pasachim that they didn't feel were necessary to give within Bishalachim. First and foremost, kudos that's most relevant for us is the kudos of Palta. And if the bread is baked by a professional baker, then the fear of chasmas, the fear that they lead to inappropriate social activity, that fear is significantly less, and therefore, by passing the make less of Palta, the bread in, the additional alcohol, there was no cool of Palta, just as a professional cook, and that doesn't affect the status of additional alcohol. That's how we pass the bread in, the pass Palta is mutter, even though it's theoretically pass alcohol, like it's a post-kid, that hefner plus falter fly, even if it's pasta throw around, if they have two loaves of bread equal quality, and one is pasta acolyte they fall, and one is pasta throw, so you'll be standing the clue is only instituted when you're really stuck and you can't get pasta throw. Well, the clue is across the board. The one clue makes a whole new truth, and they make a whole that's what I like it the most. That's what I like that even there. Those people who say that they're not the pasta throw, what that means is that they're not what they're supposed to say, and the pasta throw is easily available. Then you should really go for the pasta roll. Those who are making the comments, if they won't even bother buying pasta rolls, even though it's the same quality, they're assuming the clue. They're assuming that top acolyte, they've also been actually instituted with their attempted government. Right, that's called pasta roll. That's pasta roll. You look at clearly the clue, the clue is a Jupiter's extension of the Shemitah. So don't change the question. If there are some clues which are obvious, that belong in the category of pasta, others which are obvious belong in the category of visual. Eggs are obvious, visual, meat, fish, no matter, visual. Whereas bread, gold, those are obvious in the category of pasta. But where do some of the middle categories fit in? Any cake, chicken cookies. So where do they fit in? Those considered to be pasta, those considered to be visual. On the one hand, the derech hafira, on the other hand, you don't have to look on them. So the dishteh, and it would be much. Oh, so that isn't the luxury. The luxury is probably not going to be in the question, but I'll talk about the cookies again. Oh, so we're going to get to the question. So Sosa throws out the question about regular cookies. What would that look like? Cookies a problem of pot or a problem of bishop? Now, being a problem of pot is much better than being a problem of bishop. If it's a problem of bishop, then you're up to Greek. The problem is not going to work. If it's a problem of pot, then pot is going to work. It might, bottom line, is it kosher or not? Those raise the question, if you hold the cookies are called bishul, then they're finished, and talb is not going to help. If they're called fast, then talb is going to help. So Tosa says, dates are after 9 days, kamash and tupi, those are nailish, some kind of cookies or something, with the lom of barach and alay, or brachas hamotzi, yesh bevish and bishul and ochrim. So the first day of Tosa says, something is mezonos doesn't say that. What saves it is svar number one of the derech hafias pas. Svar number two is the ikavus udal se'alai. How do we talk about it? First, the Ramon, the next time I'm coming, Osa nilosh shikari tichlach. Omine mesika shikari lechach. Oh, again, it's a kind of a tichol or a honey cake. I think the early most used to use the lechach now. We usually use honey cake. I think it's a lechach there was a very generic term for all kind of cookies and cakes. So all these different kinds of cookies and cakes. Hey, bechlal pas. Ramachu shenotim hetzer pas. When you come, gam hegi tarim. Lo amino shekel mishubishul yobin. So finish with pas. Because we're going to go to the hotel. But this last one is going to go anyway. So we're going to pass it. We're going to start with mutter. All the cookies and cakes are not a problem. Why? Two reasons that Rabbi Yechiel gave. One is derech hafiyat pas. Number two is that in theory, you can make a mouth if you ate enough. Come to September, you can raise the question to it. What would that look at me? That would be a stride. With such a food, be subject to this kula on a chorus. Kabbalah, the Rula Abba that was made for the frying, is still Chayav the Kabbalah. And according to some people, that the second reason of Rabbi Yechiel was fulfilled because he covers the Dachi alive. Baruch Lehem Otzi, if you would advertise the food that was Lila Abba Shem Bashla, inferior to the Parashah Hamotzi, you could conceive of making Hamotzi. You probably would make Hamotzi very often on these types of foods according to Benetam. Now, if it was mixed with honeys and fruits and filling, it may fall into what's called Tassim of Kisnid, like cookies and cakes, and then it would depend. If you ate enough of it, you would make a healthy. If you didn't eat enough, but then it would be by default in Arizona. But according to Benetam, these kinds of foods, the Abashim and Bashla, where Benetam is right, the Tosa's version of Benetam is right, but these kinds of foods are Hamotzi with the foods. But then it will depend on the two reasons of Rabbi Yechiel. If you go with the Derech Hafiyah's path, it's not Derech Hafiyah. If you go with the second route of Rabbi Yechiel, which is whatever theoretically Hamotzi is saved from Bishalach, then the Chor of these things will be salvaged as well. He gives two reasons. You can't tell whether either one is enough or either both reasons is unclear. But let me even ignore it. We'll put on hold the first reason of Rabbi Yechiel. Let's go with the second of the O. Let's assume the O is the separate independent reason. So according to Rabbi Yechiel, it tells us we can salvage all these little Avashim and Bashlas and call them off, and therefore we're going to save them from Bishalach. However, if you go the route either of the Rash, or you go the route of Rabbi Yonah, who held that even without Rabbi Yechiel, it's not going to be a Mosi, and the Chayyar for these kinds of foods. Because the only thing that was salvaging these kinds of foods from being labeled Bishalach was the potential to be a Mosi on them. But according to the Rash, they're not even in the ballpark of a Mosi. And even according to Rabbi Yonah, even the Naniach, according to Rabbi Tamil Rechai Bichal, they're still not in the ballpark of a Mosi. So we have two good reasons now to question the kashrut for these types of foods, the Bila Avash and Isbash, that were made by non-Jews, because the Chora is very hard to defend to call them Pas Akum. You can only defend them as being Pas Akum if Rabbi Yonah is Pas Akum.
Not because it's possible. The real essence of it is because Yeah, Matthew, I can't.